All right, let's get the week started. Great to have everybody with us. It's just such a special way to start the show. Look, 3 o'clock, we're going to get into, I think it's going to be a war, unfortunately. But look, I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to let everybody if you're on one side of it, you're going to be welcome to the argument. If you're on the other, we're going to let you crawl out of your hole, and you can talk about it, too. We're going to get to it at 3.
You're good, man. You got the festive polo on.
I do. Man. I do. I'm in a festive mood because, you know, David wakes up saying he feels blessed every day. There's a different emotion for me today, and I thought it would be a great way to start.
You know what? Let me see if I can capsulize how your emotion is. I picture, I think it was right after 9/11, and it was Sammy Sosa with the flag running around the entire diamond.
That's me.
That's you right
Full sprint
now.
Today. Full sprint today. Because, and everyone's going to get involved on this because I think everyone has been in my situation. You say something. You say something and you catch hell for it. Possibly years on end. And in the end, you get proven right. And there's no fanfare. Nobody cares. But on a personal level, it just feels nice. That's all. So I want to share something with you to start the show, because I know if you do this long enough, at least most people, if you do this long enough, you actually say something and you actually have an opinion, mm-hmm. and it actually will anger people.
Move along. Okay.
And those people are never around if you're right. They just remind you if you're wrong.
Funny how that works out, that you don't get the backlash. You don't get the, you know what? Maybe I should have trusted you. And
when did you meet Will Smith?
Right.
So I want to offer you, this is true friendship. Jim Costa sent us something today, and it was a 2023 MLB redraft. And I go, well, what do we have here? In the words of Wojo, the Detroit Tigers didn't select Max Clark, according to ESPN. And we all know Max Clark may end up being a very special player, may end up as in future.
He had a home run over the weekend.
Was it against Jackson Lumen Christie? The point is, with their draft pick in the ESPN, not the Mikey redraft, the ESPN redraft, the Total Sports Network, the Tigers selected a ball player you may have heard of. Wyatt Langford. The redraft. He could be here.
And there's Mikey running around the diamond. Woo! With the flag. Full sprint.
120 OPS plus, 13 bombs, 13 steals. Okay, listen. Here's
helping
the point.
You right now.
Right now. Again, Max Clark might be a superstar down the line. Down the line doesn't help me win right now. Here's my point. This is the whole kit and caboodle here. We are not going to focus on the fact I feel vindicated. No. That's a backdrop to this.
Nah, I'll give you 20 more seconds.
No.
Right ahead.
I mean, it's just nice. That's all.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It doesn't feel terrible.
And then you wait for people to tell you how, you know what, maybe you were right.
Hold on. Yeah, let's get to those calls. They're coming up 5:30. Never. The point is, every fan has been in my position. You say something, you stand by it, you get crucified for 2 years, and eventually the media catches on and they go, maybe he wasn't such a bleep hole. Or he's still a bleep hole, but in this instance, he actually might have been onto something. I digress. But you, Kenny, David, and most importantly, you, the listener, what is your Wyatt Langford situation? You levy an opinion, you melt down over it, you catch hell in and out of the office, you possibly alienate people, friends, only for 2 years later for people to start seeing it your way. So it's not about the fact that I'm right. It's not.
A little bit.
Well, because again, ultimately.
It's okay. Take your flowers.
Listen. In this lineup, I think he'd really be helping us right now, and I leave it there.
I mean, you only have to worry about adding pitching.
which I kind of want to get to later. I'm not going to say we have a Flaherty problem. It's a couple bad starts, but on the year, he's rocking an ERA near 5. Pitching in sum total, though, it is. And by the way, we killed Chris Sale. We killed Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. What is it? We made it. We made it. We had this great idea last week. Cutscene. Guy breaks his ribs. He's dead.
Thank you.
Bye. Unbelievable.
Appreciate that.
But what is your version of this? The sports opinion you had that you took hell for, and it took years for you to end up being right. What is that?
I think for one, Mike, it's we've talked about it on this show before. It was before I got doing this show with you, but years ago. It was the genesis of how I made the bet with Jeff Rieger. I said at the time, Rich Rodriguez would not work out at Michigan.
Oh, the Wayback Machine here.
Wouldn't work. Like, guys, you will never accept him. He's an outsider. He talks funny. It's not going to happen. Oh, Michigan's going to be good. And Jeff was so adamant about it, he bet me $1,500. He was like, put your money where your mouth is. Okay. We wrote the contract out. I'm like, this won't happen. And I remember saying, like, you probably won't even win 4 games this year. They won 3 that year. I remember the late, great Drew Sharp told me, see, you're being a fan right now. You need to learn how to be objective. I'm like, Drew, I'm looking at this objectively. No. Michigan can fall out of bed and win 8 games. They won 3 games that year. He came back and actually admitted, you know what? You saw this before anybody else.
Here's the question, though. I'd like to call this into question momentarily. I want David to be the arbitration here. How much hell did you really catch? Because it felt like half the fan base hated him from Jump Street.
Ooh, no. Because he was coming in. No.
All in for Michigan?
No. All in for Michigan came at the end. When he first walked through the door.
Okay.
He was bringing in speed and space.
I know.
He was bringing in.
A lot of people on the negative side of that, though. They were like, no. They didn't really like him.
David, when he first came in, it was going to be, oh, my God, when he gets his quarterback and look at all the stuff he did at West Virginia, and this is going to happen, and he's going to recruit all these different people. And, we want speed and nothing but speed. Oh, no. I took some heat over that.
How long? How long until that fan base turned on him?
When they had the rally with the towels, all in for Rich Rod.
Okay.
When he got up and sang, "You raised me up."
Well, that was the end.
Right. That was it. But no, when they had the rally.
When was the rally? I got to think.
They had the rally like off campus and they had a towel all in for Rich Rod. I've been trying to find that towel.
Okay.
For years.
David, what is your version of the Wyatt Langford ESPN redraft for me?
I can't really think of one other than one I've done behind the glass and Kenny laughs at me to this day. It's since the Kansas
City. Tank Dell will only be out 10 days.
Well, that's a bad one. That's a really bad one.
Guy's leg still isn't attached.
But the Kansas City Chiefs lost in the AFC Championship game to the Cincinnati Bengals. And I proceeded to talk to this man that next week, and I was like, you know, they're getting old. I think they're not making the Super Bowl ever again. Well, they made 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, but what is the one where you ended up being right? That's your worst opinion ever outside of the Tank Dell medical diagnosis.
I'm pretty wrong about everything, though, so.
You're not playing the game right, exactly. Literally. I'm saying.
Oh, you're right, Kenny. It's Michigan last year when I said they were going to win 6 games.
You did.
There you go. And everyone went against me. You're wrong. You're wrong.
You're playing the game
you
right.
You were not a Michigan fan. And I was like, I'll be damned. David may have actually pulled this thing off. So, yes, David, but this is what happened. When you go against Michigan and you say they're going to have a subpar year, fans come out because it can never be that bad. Bad is 8-9 wins. David was like 6-6, and they were kind of leaning that way if Ryan Day wasn't a complete idiot. Again.
Or USC.
Oh, yeah, 4th and 93.
Just throwing it out there. 248-539-9797. David, do we have early ticket texts on the redraft Wyatt Langford thing in your world?
I am not the only one, but I was adamant that Quinn Hughes should have been the pick. Not that bum Zadina. That is Tom in Flat Rock. Someone else says, I've been telling people for years that Kevin Durant is overrated and you can't win with him as your number one. And lo and behold, he's traded again.
Yeah, but Phoenix is a disaster. They needed to get assets. They gave up almost 10 first-round picks and some total to put this team together. He wasn't the problem in Phoenix. Look, I don't know if it'll work.
The good news is they got a bunch of shooting guards. They got a team full.
Okay.
I told my friends that Matt Patricia was not a good fit after three games. They told me I was crazy and give him time.
I told
you. Turns out I was right.
I told you in training camp.
Really?
Sure did.
We were on the air, and I'm just like, I'm telling you right now, this guy's mistreating veterans. This is a bad scene. I'm worried this is going off a cliff. And that was in training camp.
This
and
was pre-Moomoo.
Oh, yeah, I got killed. And then quickly you recognized, wait, uh-oh. Yes, Kenneth.
I had just about the same one. As I said, when he got hired in, and people crucified me for saying it, but I said, you know, I'm not so confident just because he's a rocket scientist and he was under the Belichick tree that you can't guarantee me that that actually wins you anything. That's all I said, by the way. It wasn't like I was calling him a bad coach, a bad guy, a bad anything. I got killed for that. And I was right about
it. You ended up being right.
Yeah.
That's your Wyatt Langford, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
How do you feel about the Wyatt Langford redraft? You've been on this journey with me from the start.
I'm just happy you finally get your sweet, sweet vindication.
Listen, and again, that's a terrible lineup in Texas. Imagine him here.
No, I mean, the vindication is always good. I feel that way every time I go and buy a croissant and a certain ex-Piston sells it to me.
What just happened?
No. Killian Hayes.
Oh, oh, I'm like, my God, did Charlie V fall on hard times?
No. Ben Gordon selling you breakfast?
Yeah.
Killian Hayes.
My God. Jonas Jerebko's Bistro. I didn't know it opened. Like, what the hell is Rico talking about? Now I understand it. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your calls. Now I understand. 3 o'clock, great to have you. I don't know if we'll be here at 4 o'clock, as it looks like the world is ending outside. So if this is the last hour of radio we do, it's been a wonderful ride, and I love you all. The sky is black outside, and it is not a tinted window. Go over there and look.
Really? Because that's just a tinted window, so I always think that...
Well, it's mainly just so we don't have to look at Kenny.
Well, if this is the last hour, then you know what? The four major teams knew what they were doing.
But if we're here at 4 o'clock, I can't tell you how excited I am. It's going to be role-playing. Not the way Kenny does it on Saturday nights. This is more wholesome. This is going to be, Kenny is playing Steve Yzerman because a player I mentioned yesterday is now being mentioned by hockey nerds. I'm going to rep the team.
How could that be?
Well, you know, blind squirrel finds a nut. So here's the deal. 4 o'clock, we're going to consummate this deal. Oh, we're puck knowers. But you have Tarek Skubal news we can use. Present. Because I actually walk away from this feeling fine enough, and I'll explain why.
Yeah, Skubal was with Chris McCoskey. He talked to him down in Tampa. And basically, you know, they asked him about his future. And Skubal said, David, do we have the sound? All right. Listen, winning is where my focus is at. There's been some comments made that are not interesting. It's not for me, but I'm going to be focused about winning, and that's all that I can do. It has nothing to do with me not wanting to be here, he reiterates. I hope that's clear. But there is a business side of this game that is not as beautiful as the baseball side of this game. That's just what it is. That when I heard those comments, that was me at least saying, okay, this is Skubal saying, guys, it's not about me not wanting to be here. Because that was the biggest question. Do you want to be here? No, I want to be here. But when I heard this, this tells me I'm going to take this thing for the ride for the next 2 years, and then I'm hitting free agency. At that point, I'm going to see what's out there. At that point, I'm going to see how much money I can have. And if the Tigers can match, I'd love to be here. But if they can't, it was a fun ride, Detroit. But you're going to see me don another cap in a couple of years.
So the simple way of doing this is best. Encouraged or discouraged? Now, I'm encouraged because, look, at least I know. It's all I wanted.
Right there.
I wanted him to say I wanted to be here.
Right there.
And we know it's about business. And look here, I'll restate my claim. This is where you're caught in the middle of the Oreo cookie. The first part of the Oreo cookie is this team's terrible. You're 9.5 games out of first. The trade scoobal shows in May and June and into July of last year. That's the first part of the cookie. You didn't trade him. Turned into a Disney movie. Hooray! All right, well, the back half of the cookie is signing him. Mm-hmm. Well, you couldn't get that done. The only thing we had was a non-competitive offer, per reports, in the winter. Then it's been nothing. So the middle of the cookie is we're going to pitch him this year. We're going to pitch him next year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do everything in our power to win a World Series because after that, he's going to be a New York Yankee. That's why I'm encouraged. That's really the positive. Tarek, you're going to love the Bronx.
So in other words, just eat the cookie, enjoy the cookie, and then move on.
Because ultimately, Rico, I want to live in reality. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to crush the organization for not going 10-4.25.
No.
This is a guy who has had Tommy John, who had flexor tendon surgery. I love Tarek Skubal, but let's be real. Can you guarantee me, even in an 8-year pact, that he will give you 4 more years?
No.
Not 5, 6, 7, 8. 4 more like he's given you last year and this year.
No.
No.
Mike, I told you. If it were me, I would have tried to sign him last year because at least I would get him in his prime. And if I signed him for a ridiculous 8-10-year deal, at least I would get more good years out of him. But by the time you sign this deal, it'll be 2 years from now. It'll be this season and another season of his prime gone, meaning you're going to get less than prime Skubal, but you're going to be on the hook for a lot of money with him. And I got a feeling it's going to be pitching Miggy where...
Oh, don't say that.
You're basically paying those last 3 years, and he'll be nothing like the player he was when you signed him.
So basically what the Dodgers have dealt with Kershaw.
Yeah.
And by the way, Skubal's giving you prime Kershaw right now.
I am encouraged by this because if this doesn't smack 2-year window, I don't know what else does. If this doesn't put a sense of urgency under Scott Harris and the Tigers organization, I don't know what else. Because he's saying there's a business side, which tells me they've tried. It's just the numbers aren't matching. So now he's willing to just focus. Because when they say, I'm just going to focus on playing now, that means we're so far apart. I don't want to get angry. I don't want to get frustrated. I just want to play baseball.
Can we unpack this together, people? What is your reaction to it? I don't think you can have no reaction. I mean, if you're discouraged because you desperately want him signed and you don't feel like it sounds like that'll happen, you have a right to that. For me, it's no, I'm not encouraged because I don't think they're signing him. It's that it's clarity. I like clarity.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know. And now it's why I, again, trade deadline coming up, go all in. Get a couple high leverage relievers. You might need a starter, by the way. I mean, I know we're not doing that show right now, but you might need a starter. I'm going to be fair. I got to let Alex Scott pitch.
Okay.
Because look, the Mize thing's been uneven since the original injury. Job is dead. Cobb is hurt. Olsen's hurt. Flaherty's been uneven. Look, might. But I'd love to know from you guys, encouraged or discouraged? And all smarm aside, it'll be my team who pays him probably, and then we'll have a terrible deal on our hands. I'm used to it. It's just fine. But my point is, I like knowing it's a 2-year window. I like knowing, okay, we have Skubal. Let's go all in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It feels like, seems like to me.
That a tree is going to come crashing through the window like Final Destination and Kilkenny. It feels like it. Because
you don't know nothing about Final Destination.
I can't watch them. I've just seen the previews, and they're terrifying enough. But I feel like, if you look through the window, I feel like Kenny's about to get impaled by a tree.
You see, Final Destination, where it skips over everybody and lands right there.
That's exactly right.
But no, to me, this says, yeah, you know what? We don't have to sit here and speculate. We know exactly where he is, and he's focusing on trying to win right now, and I think the Tigers need to do the same.
Yes.
Put your resources in this.
Encouraged, right?
I'm encouraged.
Be excuses for them.
It's a sad encouragement. It's once this trip is over, we're breaking up, but let's just enjoy the trip.
Kenny just blew away.
Okay. Thoughts and prayers.
I mean, all I'm watching is like massive pine trees behind Kenny, like breaking loose like Twister. And then there's... There's Kenny charting Corsi.
And here comes the sheets of rain.
I'm speechless. 248-539-9797. I'd ask you to call, but maybe both hands on the wheel might be a better operation. David, what are the initial... Do you two see what's going on behind you?
I do now. Yeah, I sure do.
What just happened? All right, ticket text, please.
I am discouraged because I want him signed, and I think Boris is going to make him go to free agency.
Hold on. Stop. Stop right there. Don't make Boris the bad guy. Tarek Skubal's a grown-ass man. If your agent works for you. If you tell him, I want to be in Detroit, do your effing job, or hit the bricks, you have that right. If he goes to free agency, it's because he wants to as well. Don't do this whole angel wing Skubal thing either. I have nothing against him, but you don't get to vilify the agent as if this is North Korea. And if you tell your agent no, you get thrown in the gulag. Rico just blew away. We've lost everybody. Whee!
Someone did text in, Kenny not catching only strays, he's catching trees.
That's it? Carlton. My God.
Aaron and Taylor says, trade Skubal ASAP. Do not settle for compensatory pick. Get as much as you can in a trade.
No.
Make sure you get a league-ready prospect.
See, I think the trade him was last year. That window's closed, so now he's yours for 2 years.
Middle of the cookie.
Do what you got to do, and then hope that maybe you can get something for him.
Here's the only way you could do it. And I'm not, okay. Can I, this is almost like when a big storm's coming in. This is a test of the, here is a PSA for everybody.
You know, nobody heard that. They're only going to hear this next
part. I'm not advocating this. Not advocating this. Me, not advocating.
And turn on your radio now.
Got it. If you were going to have those conversations, they'll happen at the winter meetings after the season. Mm-hmm. Not, there is no scenario.
Being the best record in baseball, you're not going to trade him.
Crazy talk.
If you were where you were last year.
Not crazy.
Absolutely.
Talk.
But every year that you wait, the return gets diminishing. You just got to ride this thing out. And
go all in.
Right there.
Encouraged or discouraged or just not listening at all. 248-539-9797. I swear to God, a few people make me talk about, hey, are you hot today? 248.
Not anymore.
My head will explode.
Not anymore. Just go outside. You'll cool off.
Have you ever dined and dashed? 248. Not doing it. This is what you're getting.
Well, I did have to wait a couple hours.
DGAF. Skubal comments. Encouraged, discouraged, all feedback welcome. Kenny, you better tie. I feel like every time I look over, I just see Lieutenant Dan in the crow's nest. Is that all you got? I mean, the backdrop to Kenny screening calls is Armageddon.
I want to see it without the tinted window.
It's the apocalypse behind me is what's happening right here. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, yeah, but it's called The Last 9 Years of Wings Hockey. It's kind of looked like that, hadn't
they
it?
They take a stray in all this.
All right. Okay.
Four o'clock.
4 o'clock. You're negotiating with me now. I can't wait. I have a quality offer for you. I don't know that you're ready.
Feels like it's going to be very painful. I know who I'm negotiating with. I'm negotiating with the devil. This is not good. This is not a good place to be in. I got the apocalypse over here, the devil over here.
That's all I'm trying to do. Thank you, Luke. All right. We are excited. On a Wednesday, we got a jam-packed show for you. And all I can tell you is Rico is in a mood. Let's get it going. I'm kidding. I totally made that up. I was just making sure you were paying attention. So we have business to attend to. And David, we made an alteration to the show sheet, unbeknownst to you. I was talking to Rico about this, and we're going to do a PSA to start the show because I've had enough of something. But I think it's going to lead us into something else that needs to stop locally. And we're going to go from there. Okay? So hear me when I say this. I talked to David about this and Rico about it earlier. I've spoken to Jim Costa about it. I'm going to do this for the record. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I have to do this.
Do we need to swear you in?
You can.
I mean, I just want to make sure what you're going to say is the absolute and God's honest truth.
It's the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Okay.
But between what Wojo did the other night and what Cookies did this morning, I have to put a few things on the record. Okay. Because, look, I understand what's going on, all right? You know, they can't generate feedback on their own, so they need to use my name, put my name all up in their mouth. But I want to help them because it has to stop. Okay, you don't need to make things up. You can make fun of me. You can use our show sheet. I don't care. None of it's an issue. But you don't need to make things up. So for the record, Mr. Rico Beard,
okay,
are you the bailiff? What's your...
I'll be the prosecutor. I'll just ask you the questions on the stand, if you would like.
Go ahead. Okay. I have bullet pointed six things because I don't know what these other shows are doing.
Okay, well, Michael Valenti, I will ask you this question. Have you ever advocated for the Pistons to go all in?
No. No. This is a made-up thing by Jim Costa and Wojo. No. I have said doing nothing isn't an option. I've also shot down things like Giannis or KD.
You didn't say that they have to go get KD.
No,
they have to go get Giannis.
I didn't want him. What I have said is the following. Any trade that would, quote, compromise their future, I'm not making. If you want to keep Jaden Ivey, I'm actually on board where you go, all right, Ivey and Cade in the backcourt. I'm going to take one of Ron Holland and Ausar. One, not both. One. I'm going to take Tobias or Fontecchio or Beef Stew, one or two of them, salary, needed to get player who plays basketball. And I would take up to three first-round picks. Let's see what the market bears. That's all I've said. All this morning, though, unlike Valenti, wants to go all in. You're right. I've advocated to trade for Nikola Jokic. I just, again, never said it.
You never said this. Okay.
Never.
Okay. Well, Mr. Valenti, have you ever pounded the table and said, we have to go and get Zion? I mean the Detroit Pistons. They have to go and get Zion.
No. All I've said is, when you want something interesting, risk it, biscuit. Low acquisition cost, high output. Here's an idea. This is a forum for ideas. I have never, this was what Wojo did the other night. Well, the Valenti can. I never have pounded the desk, never said they must, demanded it, none of it. I've provided an interesting name that I think could be had, and I think it's a lower cost, higher risk, higher reward deal. Don't have to have it, because what have we always said? No one knows him better than Trajan. Mm-hmm. And if Trajan doesn't want him, that's good enough for me.
Okay.
That's two things on the record.
Okay. We would like to know, and by we, the city of Detroit, what do you have against Jaden Ivey? Why do you feel he needs to be dealt?
That's made up. I don't think he has to be dealt. I've said that with Ivey and Durin, they're both extension eligible. You probably can't keep both. What have we said? I like the idea of, hey, once and for all, you can have Ivey and Cade play together. Fine. Pick one of Ausar and Ron Holland. Go that route. You want to keep them? Keep them. I don't care. It's another made up thing. I don't understand it.
Okay.
I don't like this. I feel very threatened by you.
Really?
Well, we're not done yet.
Sit down.
Put that coffee down.
So what is it that you want our Detroit teams to do?
Got it. Try. That's what. Here's the disconnect I feel like this show has, not only with the other shows at the station, but with the audience. And maybe you guys in listener land can tell us. I want championships. I'm not interested in fun. And thundersticks and daiquiris and, you know, ripping Marlboro Reds. Guys, I want championships. So, case in point, well, the Celtics haven't won many, right? But they try. Like, this was another thing that's just completely made up by Jim Costa.
No. Sir, we'll get to that.
All right.
Please answer the question.
I want all of our teams that once you get up off the mat and you're good, if you want to swim with the Sharks, you better act like them or you're going to get eaten by them. That's it. The Pistons are with the Sharks now. Okay? And I say the same thing about the Tigers, the Lions. The Wings is a whole different thing because I think frustration fuels that. But as it would pertain to the Pistons, I want them to try. And I'm not going to sit here and deal with this. Well, you know, we're going to get better on the margins. Okay, it's one thing to go from 14 wins to 40. it's a whole nother to go from 40 to 60. The margins are probably not going to help you there. And when I hear things put out there about, oh, Oklahoma City and margins, Hartenstein is one of the best rebounders in the league and was a starter on the New York Knicks. Alex Caruso has been a starter for playoff teams. Alex Caruso is a good basketball player. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, that's not margins. The whole point is I want our teams to have a focus on a championship. And I don't feel like that's the case. With Tom Gores, he has just said the goal is to win a playoff series.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, that doesn't work for me. Now, if that's okay for you guys, that's fine. We don't need to make things up. You don't need to make things up.
Okay, but Mr. Valenti, sir.
Stop calling me Mr.
Can't the Pistons just go out there and be homegrown and do things the way the Celtics, and I'm going to even throw in the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Again, I confronted Jim about this after the show before he was catching a rat in his home, which kind of freaks me out. But the idea that the Celtics are homegrown is either being willfully ignorant or dishonest. You choose. The minute they got Jason Tatum, sign Al Horford, sign Gordon Hayward. Hey, we're going to go trade for Kyrie. Oop, that didn't work. Get him out. Redo it. We're going to trade for Derek White. We're going to go get Drew. We're going to go get KP. Listen, you got to stop with this because they drafted Brown and Tatum. That's your homegrown
that's
angle?
Homegrown.
Yeah, okay. And here's the thing. Oklahoma City is not homegrown. Caruso, Hartenstein, SGA isn't homegrown. Acquired via trade when they traded the franchise away. You can't say things like that. Enough. I'm just stop using my Celtics as homegrown. The Boston Celtics were not homegrown when they created the most expensive team in the history of the league.
And still trying to give away pieces, but I'm not done yet.
Okay. Will Smith had it right. Kind of. My point is
bottom line is this. What are you here for? What do you want to see? What are you here for? Why are you so angry?
I'm angry because people create straw man arguments because they can't argue what I'm saying. I'm not asking the Pistons to go all in. I'm not asking the Tigers to wreck their future. I'm not asking for teams to do quote unquote stupid stuff. But what I can't stand is you can't have a conversation without your words getting twisted, which is, oh, well, you're upset that Trajan's not going to make a move. So you want to go all in like Valenti. No one has said that. I have not said that. But unlike the rest of the station or a lot of the fan base, I'm not here for fun and ball tickles. I want to win a championship. Let's check the championship hotline in this town. Pistons have won a title in 22 years. They're good. I'm excited. I want to add to the excitement. That doesn't mean you go to the deep end of the pool and cash in all your chips on some misguided Blake Griffin move. No. But you're seeing deals happen. You're seeing things take place. And your GM got up there and said, no, we're not going to be aggressive. And, you know, it's about bringing our people back. I just get tired of my words getting twisted. You don't need to do it. I'm very, like, you could say a lot of things about me. Rico, I'm pretty clear with the things I say. I'll get stuff right. I'll get stuff wrong. But, man, if I hear another show on this station, twist what I'm saying. Why? Because these are baseless things. I do not want the Pistons to go all in. David, just like it's at church, can we start like a clap thing? We're all wearing gowns. I
that
do
would be
not.
The choir, sir.
Whatever. I don't. It's sway left and right with me. I don't want the Pistons to go all in. Okay. I simply want them to try.
Okay. I'll ask my co-counsel, is there any other questions you would like to ask of the witness here?
No other questions on my end. I do have some questions from the gallery here.
Oh, great.
Mr. Valenti, why do you think the whites are better? LOL.
Ticket Texter wins. Tremendous job. That was about NC State's football helmets. Come on.
So the Pistons are going to be trading to get the number one overall pick. I got it.
Yes, David.
No, someone is on your side. Joe in Detroit, in fact, says, I'm driving in a lot of afternoons at work. I listen every day from 2 to 4. And I haven't heard you ever once say you want the Pistons to go all in. I've heard you say exactly what you're saying now.
Thank you. Joe, I love you. I want to let you know that, Joe. I don't know you, but I love you. That's it. We don't need to make things up. As I said to Jim on the phone, we probably would have found a happy medium, because if I were there, I wouldn't have let you get away with your nonsense. I just want these teams to have a laser focus on championships. Mm-hmm. That's it. Enrico, you know what I know. There is a wide breadth of moves you can make between the one end of the spectrum, which is Giannis, zillions of picks, fever dream, and nothing. Mm-hmm. And this weird homegrown, almost like fantasy people have. I operate in the middle.
Yeah, and for the Pistons, I'm thinking it's probably going to be more small moves like you got last year, but they worked for Trajan Langdon. They worked for the Pistons. It took them from 14 wins to 43 wins. I would like to see a little bit bolder, but it's after yesterday, yeah, it sounded as if don't expect 313 calling anybody anytime soon.
And also, by the way, hey, let's check the Red Wing rumor mill. Do you know what Kenny told me?
Yes.
Here's the rumor mill today. Kenny, do you mean to tell me that in the most impactful summer of Steve Yzerman's career, they're not anywhere with anyone today?
Not today. The only thing that I've seen since this has all started was that weird goalie one. Yeah, not looking off to a great start with that one.
So I got one more question for you, Mr. Berlin. Would you like it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Next.
I got one more question.
And that's
for
all.
You.
I wanted to set the record straight. And let me be even more unequivocal. I have no issues. I think it's fun when shows talk about each other. I don't mind the ball breaking. I don't mind being made fun of. I don't mind the drops. I don't care about any of it. I don't. But you don't need to make up things. That's it. You don't need to twist things. If anyone at this station will never be confused as being wishy-washy or murky, it's me. So just please don't do that. Like Wojo the other night. Oh, the Millennium Kid pounding the desk. Never happened. Kind of like you being sober. Never happened.
Okay. That's personal.
Well, I've had it.
You know what?
Okay.
Sit down. You're not done yet. We'll get back to you next.
Okay. All right.
97.
All right. All right. Tigers take the series from the A's. We're asking now. It is officially the halfway mark. Biggest non-Javi surprise for you as a fan at the halfway mark. Now, I'm going to offer this. David, Kenny, and Rico. Guys, don't hesitate. Shoot this down if you think it's garbage. My biggest surprise with this team is that there hasn't been one big hot streak. They just win every effing series. They're just robots. Like, it's a different version of August and September voodoo. They're doing a lot of the same things, but it's just professional in every way. And I understand they lost series to Tampa. They lost the series to the Red. But
no big, like, 8-9-game winning streak.
Like, the Twins won 13 in a row, and then they go 8-12 the next 20. All the Tigers have done is they've done their job seemingly every series. The reason that's my biggest non-hobby surprise is that is almost impossible to do in baseball. To just consistently take two out of every three. Like clockwork. And you feel like even if they go into a game like today, where last night was a little bit of a, they were flat last night. They didn't have good at bats. There wasn't really a fear they were ever going to lose today. They'll win the series. Why? Well, things. This is what they do. Does that qualify as the biggest surprise?
No, actually, Mike, it does. And I want to add to that the fact that I think I can't speak for everybody on this show, but you kind of thought at some point on the flip side, man, they're just going to hit that drought where they're going to end up losing a bunch of games
hasn't
in a row.
Happened yet.
And they'll lose a game. Or you know, worst case is they split a series and go 2-2, and it's like, wow, okay.
I think that's the thing is, look, when you look at the data in June, a lot of the heroes of April and May have kind of cooled off, but they've produced a record at or above 500. No, it's not the incendiary pace they were on, but I just feel like they've morphed into something that is so hard to do in baseball, and it's just... It's June 26th.
They're a model of consistency.
Yeah.
They just get it. They just take series. So much so, when they end up losing a series, it's shocking. Like,
think about this.
Wow.
Job dies. Cobb never pitches. Olsen gets hurt. Mize gets hurt and then isn't the same. Okay. Do you realize they've lost?
Flaherty's not great.
Right. They've lost 8 straight Saturdays.
No.
How? No clue. They've lost every Saturday.
Are you serious?
But does it throw them off what they're doing? No. Their pitching hasn't been healthy. The bullpen, albeit I'm saying it in a more graceful manner than Kenny, the bullpen hasn't been what we thought it could be or would be, still can be. And from a hitting perspective, look, it's a different hero every night. Mm-hmm. That's just what they are. Does that qualify as a surprise, or do you need me to be more specific?
No, it is a surprise because, I mean, the way you broke that down, because, yes, I think it was the flip side because I was expecting at some point during this run, it was like, okay, it's April, it's May. You know they're going to hit a skid where they're going
right.
And they just haven't. They just go out there and they just keep taking series.
They've completed a half of baseball where, as Bill Belichick would say, do your job. They just keep doing their job. They don't let one bad game become three. They don't let one bad series become two. And they just play. I if that's not bold enough, I will produce something better.
No.
But it's the highest compliment I can pay the team is because, look, the Mets have hit a skid. The Yankees have hit a skid.
Everybody
the Dodgers, the Detroit Tigers, there's no skid. They just two of every. Now, there's no winning nine in a row.
Correct.
It's two of every three. Yeah. They're like a machine. Yeah. It's Spacely Sprockets. So
That on the bingo board.
Meet George Jetson. Kenny, you'd have to Google it. It was a cartoon when I was a kid. All right. David, ticket text? I mean, what do we got?
I'll give you some text. Let me give you this first. You're right. They haven't. The last Saturday they won on was April 26th.
Okay. Look here, Rain Man.
Yes.
How do you know?
I'm not even insulted at this point. What?
I mean, I guess from here on out, I'm just going to take whoever to win the games on Saturday. I mean, I like the Tigers, but I also like money.
Okay. It's just, they're a machine. I don't know. Win every Friday, lose every Saturday, win on the Sabbath. Two or three, we're out of town.
Going down to the ballpark, Friday game or the Sunday game.
Winning.
Saturday.
Yeah. David?
Surprise for me was Torque. Remembering he knows how to hit a baseball. That is Tyler in South Lyon.
Yeah, now he had a good game today. He cooled off big time in June. But again, guys, Torque and Javi helped get the season off the ground. So whatever happens here on out, it is what it is.
It's going to be a new hero. But I get you. See, like for me, it was Gleyber Torres because Scott Harris saw a need. He identified it. He went out there and he got somebody that helped this team out. To me, coming up to the trade deadline, I feel encouraged because you know what? Do that again. Identify some talent.
It's funny you mentioned that. We had a caller who has since hung up. And the tenor of it is, why does anybody want to acquire anything? Okay, call a different show. Because it's an arms race. That's why. You can have the best team in baseball. It's an arms race.
It is.
Baseball playoffs are a coin flip. Arms race. You get more of more. Why? Because you can.
And your arms race for that caller is this. You get into the playoffs, you're in the eighth inning, and you have to have a pinch hitter come up, and you want somebody who you actually feel like can deliver and not somebody who you're holding your breath like, is this all we have?
David.
Andy Ibañez being sent down was a surprise to me. That has been in Wixom.
But let's be fair. Look at what's happened in his stead, if you will. And again, it's voodoo, but Jamai Jones is Ted Williams. But also, can we shout out Wenciel Perez, who improved on his weakness as a right-handed batter and casually hits 580. Look, there's an element of, this is the stuff that Scott Harris doesn't get enough credit for. This is about player development as much as anything. Some of it is voodoo. Right? Like Bo Brisky didn't come back as Justin Verlander this year. You know, the herders of the world and all these other guys. Hey, last year was last year and the bullpen's been in flux a little bit, right? But with the hitting, look, man, how do you explain some of it? You got to give some credit to player development. And then there's just going to be an element of this where it's like, I have stopped trying to figure it out.
It's like trying to figure out Riley Green. You're great at all these numbers and you also strike out a ton. Right.
But again, as long as you're hitting for power... And you're driving in runs. How you get out, I don't really care. But you're right, is that I will have to do research, as resident Rain Man, apparently. I will do the research of, like, what are the best seasons players have put up with 200 strikeouts? He's on pace to strike out 200 times, right. But he's got an OPS of like 850.
Right. There's games where he just carries a team, and then when he doesn't, when he has that bad day, they're like, hey, Riley, we got you. We're going to score some runs. Don't worry about it.
All right, David's telling us we're number one. We will get some of the calls, some of the ticket texts. Tigers take another series. I think that's the biggest surprise. They seemingly just take every series.
No, I like that.
No crazy streaks, good or bad. They're just consistent.
Right. I like the player acquisition and Gleyber Torres.
248-539-9797. It's 97.1. Hi, everybody. It's Friday. Rico has an elite polo on, so you know we're going to do some good radio. Let's just dive in.
Well, I thought it was Floral Friday, but Kenny left me hanging.
I know. You do look the best of us today. I just have a standard-ass plain polo. You have patterns and floral and excitement, and there's hope in that polo.
I'm trying, but I'm just going to go change it.
I should have just wore black today. Can we just jump in? Kenny Cott in for David. Paul Sarah in for Kenny. Listen, no, Dobson just got traded. So I'm not going to sit here and yell and scream. Like, I don't have that in me to do that. I just don't understand much of anything that the Red Wings do, or maybe more appropriately, don't do. When you see the details of this Noah Dobson trade come out, the Islanders basically got a dirty stick in the eye. And I know what these idiots will do. They'll try to package all these picks and move up and take, Long Island native, this Hagans kid. Great, go do that, and we'll see you in 5 years. The point is...
Is that the equivalent of playing for Little Caesars?
Kind of. Windsor native. He once went to DRC as a kid. the whole thing, it's the Wings could have gotten Noah Dobson essentially for free. Because, like Kenny and I were sitting here pre-show, you came in, and we were reading the NHL mock draft from ESPN today, and it was the Wings at 13 take Bear Grylls, reality star, and at 14, what's the first thing it said for Columbus? Columbus will trade this pick for immediate help. The Canadiens, who were in the Cup final, then got terrible, then got back to the playoffs before you did any of the above. The Canadiens just got better. They just landed a cornerstone right-handed shot defenseman who just signed an 8-year deal at what I think is a very fair AAV. It wasn't the 10 or 11 fever dream that Noah Dobson's people kept leaking out there.
It was like 9.
Like 8.8 or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Cap going up. Even in that poverty league, you get a 25-year-old cornerstone defenseman. It matters. Here's the point in all this. When Wojo says, you don't need this draft pick tonight, Steve needs to trade it, that tells you something.
Yeah.
I mean, Wojo basically waits for the body to be rotting before he writes an opinion about said body.
Well, see, that's what threw me, because when Wojo wrote this article, I'm thinking like, oh, wow, Wojo is even angry. But then it got me to thinking, man, maybe Wojo just knows something. Yeah. And he kind of got, it, you know, hey, Woj, could you leak it out? But we're going to be making this move. And, I mean, I guess I don't know now. Because right now, when Wojo is calling and saying you need to be bold, that's something. Because it's not like he's this person. He's not you. Let's put it like that.
No. And again, here's the bottom line. Does the world begin and end with Noah Dobson? No. Does the Wings offseason hang solely on whether they got Noah Dobson or not? No. So save those phone calls.
I think it was the price.
There you go. Pick 16, 17, and some nothing burger forward. Okay? The Wings are sitting there with pick 13, and they don't need the pick. The need is a big-time upgrade on the blue line. Now, understand, maybe they feel like they've got Aaron Ekblad in their pocket. I don't know that. I'm saying maybe. But we're going to deal in what we have right now, which is Wings are mentioned nowhere. Noah Dobson just got dealt for a song because Lou Lamoriello screwed this up a summer ago when he didn't get Dobson signed. Now we're here. And the Wings are sitting there with pick 13. Another team in the East, who's already better than you, is now really better than you. Look, 25-year-old franchise defensemen don't grow on trees. Full stop. Noah Dobson universally is a top 20 defenseman in the sport. Mm-hmm. Period. Oh, but he had a bad year last year. The whole effing team did. And he was hurt. Okay? Lay off. The year prior, he had a 73-point season. And is a rock on the blue line. And he'll play huge minutes. And is physical. Mm-hmm. Like, stop. So the point I'm at, look, Kenny, feel free to jump in anytime you want.
No, I was just letting you cook, man. I have the exact same reaction as you did because we were talking before the show about how Columbus might get him at 14, the pick after the Wings pick at. And then we were thinking, oh, they could probably include that in a trade and get him. Montreal just did that from underneath you. You could have made this trade very easily. And it makes me wonder, are there other trades and other acquisitions that we could be missing out on? Because we're just simply not, I don't know, not trying? Are we? Because
or does Yzerman have it all set up and it's going to be a fireworks show, not only tonight, but in after July 1st?
It's quite possible. But the problem is that we don't even see the Wings name mentioned in any. Every time I saw Dobson's name come up, and we're just using him as an example right now because he just got moved. And every time I would see his name pop up or any other high leverage either trade target or free agent, the Red Wings' name was nowhere to be seen.
Kenny, here's the fear I have, is that seemingly, okay, you can make trades, you can acquire defensemen we haven't heard about, but just as we sit here, in general now, all your eggs are in the Ekblad basket. That's not a good place to be. There are still people who believe Ekblad will test the market but will return to Florida. I don't know. Prevailing thought would be Marchand is gone. They'll keep Bennett. They'll keep Ekblad. If you don't get Ekblad and you didn't get Dobson, what else is really out there at that level of player?
There's your middle six forwards and your bottom pairing defensemen that are very easy to acquire, but that's not moving the needle. That's not getting this team into the playoffs. I made the joke last month of, oh, look under your chair, you get a comfer, you get a comfer, you get a comfer. It's a funny joke until it's reality, until it's what we're actually dealing with.
So here's what we want to do. We want to try to do this differently and allow you guys to set the terms. What needs to happen tonight for you to not be disappointed? I mean, look, for some of you, it'll just be let Steve cook. For some of you, Steve could go to your house, soak it in gasoline and burn it down, and you'd say thank you. You're sickos. That's fine. World's filled with sickos. This is your kink, if you will. Go ahead and enjoy it. I don't know. You know, Rex Ryan liked feet. You'll let Steve Yzerman come to your house and punch you in the grill. So be it. Maybe they've... Do they have to make what?
I forgot about the Rex Ryan.
Go ahead.
No.
Maybe it's, do they need to trade pick 13 and you don't even care what it is? Is it you're just not going to be happy until or unless this team does something seismic? I leave it to you. Kenny's worn me down this week. Kenny has basically been Eeyore all week. I came in Monday, super optimistic, gave you the layout. A lot of the hockeynistas are writing, hey, if Yzerman's making a big move, it's happening this week. Mm-hmm. I tried to sell hope. Kenny basically took a chair to my spine all week.
I mean, would you rather the chair or would you rather him lie to you?
Lie.
Really?
I actually am in a position with the Red Wings I want to be lied to.
All right. They're going to make impactful moves this offseason. The team will be a shoe-in for the playoffs, and they might even win a couple of rounds, too.
Yes. Possibly the best rounds.
Maybe the best. We've reached that point now.
I'm at a point with the Wings I actually want to be lied to. Like, as much as I get angry at media for lying to people, this is one case where I think I want to be lied to.
So you want some Kremlin media right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, because I don't know what to tell our people. We have pick 13 tonight. That guy won't be here till 2030 if he makes it at all.
No, I think our people are wondering, like, okay, do you hear the Red Wings make the selection at 13? Probably will be very disappointed. Or are you waiting for some buyouts? Maybe that will make you feel a lot better about yourself. Or are you waiting for free agency to open up? And it's like, okay.
Yep.
And Stevie's got the grocery cart going down the aisle. There's a defenseman. There's a frontline center.
Supermarket sweep.
Right.
Yes. There goes Barbara. She's really working those hams. That show was chaos. Look, I have to leave open the possibility that this will all take care of itself in free agency, and it's going to be two A-plus signings. and we're going to make this team a lot better. I that's fine.
No, I know. The only thing about that is this: the free agency just almost feels like you've hit that Hail Mary. Like, okay, you have to do something.
Well, the
now.
Problem with free agency is when you go over the free agents, none of them are listed as having interest in Detroit or Detroit being interested in them.
And there's a steep fall off with the first couple of free agents and the rest of them. I think the rest of them fall under the you get a comp for
correct
category.
Kenny, this is why, and I don't know. I don't know. Maybe by my 25th year in the market, people will start to listen. I always tell it's trades, not free agency. The trades, you unlock the ability to acquire almost anyone. Make a crazy enough offer, you can get anyone. But that's where value lies. Free agency, those players are there for a reason.
Right.
And yeah.
Either they're about to get rich or their team didn't really care.
And in fairness to Steve Yzerman, and I don't want to defend him or this franchise, but I'm going to do it. The disadvantage we do have is we aren't one of these zero state tax states. We're not. We can't compete with Florida from a monetary level. We can't compete with Nashville. We can't compete with Texas. We can't compete with Nevada.
Right.
Like there are just certain, like we can't compete with that. But outside of that, there's really no excuses. I don't want them picking at 13 tonight, not because they might not draft a good player, but because that player won't be ready for years, plural, and really more towards 4 years, 5 years.
He might sniff the league at 3 years, but he won't play meaningful time, and he won't be a productive player till
right at
Billy
Kenny at best.
Years.
He hits the league in 3 years, and he's the baby foal version of Lucas Raymond,
right?
Who barely looked like he knew what the hell he was doing. So look, people, what do you want tonight? Look, this was set up to be a big week in the NHL, and it has been, and that the draft has been sold as an agent of chaos tonight, that there will be moves, there will be trades, and if you're getting something done, it was going to happen this week. Thus far, the Wings have done nothing. They have not bought anyone out. They have not made trades, and we don't see them at the forefront of free agency. If you believe you have Ekblad in the bag, that's fine. Nobody would be upset with the Ekblad signing. It would be excellent. I'm upset that Noah Dobson was traded for a song. And before you call up and yell at me, I want you to think before you yell at me. You can do both. Well, pick 16 and 17 isn't free. It kind of is. There's a drop-off in this draft. Those picks don't have a lot of value. If you don't believe me, how about Elliot Friedman? Those are his words. Pierre Lebrun, his words. You don't know puck. That's why I'm quoting people who do. Bitch. So we can just move forward now as adults. Noah Dobson was acquired for free. For free. That's one word, by the way. That's not two words. It's F-U-H-F-R-E-E. For free.
For free.
For free. That's Rico, is my desperation for the Wings to make big moves just sideswiping my logic?
No, it's not, because when you look at pick 13, you think, okay, well, maybe that's better than the two that they gave, and you could give away another player, and you could have brought him here. No, it's not. It's always the price that you have to pay. Was it so ridiculous that you're like, you know what? We're going to pass.
Plus, now, look, we know what the Islanders are doing now. Reports out of New York is they've switched their mindset into NHL-ready players into future assets because they want to move up in the draft. Well, guess what? Pick 16 and 17 has less value than pick 13.
Correct.
If you wanted to move up from 16 and 17 to 13, you'd probably give up both of those picks.
Right.
So for the Islanders, pick 13 is going to have more value to get up into the top seven where Hagans is going.
And that's why I get the frustration, because it's like, okay, you could have done this. Like, did you not get included in on this phone call?
Could have given the Islanders more. It would have hurt you less. And I don't know, man. I leave it to you guys. But then again, maybe you want us to talk roller coasters. You know what? I'll tell you what I want. I need 10 people to call, or I'm going to punch Kenny Cott in the face. That's really what's going to happen here. And if you love Kenny...
Wait. Hold on a second.
People, help me help you. We're not doing chicken fingers or your favorite condiment or the funniest fart you ever saw. Look, please, can we just talk about our teams? They're picking at 13 tonight. What is going to keep you from being disappointed? Are you angry about the Dobson thing? Do you like Joe Bucks? What do you think of the new 100-year logo? I don't care. What's your favorite Christmas ornament? 248.
I like the one with a hockey towel going across.
Good. 97.
Punch Kenny in the face.
I don't want to hit Kenny.
Everything's going to be fine, Mike. We're going to get some great players this offseason.
You should have seen the look on my face when he told me what the Islanders got for Dobson. I went, what?
You almost punched Jeremy Otto in the face.
He didn't know who Noah Dobson was. I'm like, you got the Dobson thing in your update? Who's that? I'm like, I hate you.